I interviewed my next door neighbor, Marie. She has a lot of stories to tell from when she was younger. She was a nurse and went to Villanova to achieve that goal. On her journey to becoming a nurse, she was faced with many obstacles in her path, such as financial problems and sexism. These obstacles would never discourage her, and she became a successful nurse. The first question I asked her was, "Did you always want to become a nurse?"
Not really. I liked helping people, and I liked being with the public. But I really wanted to be either an engineer or an architect in 1954. And in 1954, a woman could always only be a secretary, a nurse, or a teacher. There were no other options that you were supported in or you could get into the schools. And so, since I liked helping people, I decided on nursing, to go to nursing school. And it was like a psychology test. But one of the things it evaluated was, if you started something, would you finish it?
Yeah.
And I was one of the people that had said very clearly that whatever I started, I would finish. So, and the other thing is that I don't, personality-wise, I don't start something unless I know I can finish. And that was the way I was all through school. Yeah.
Well, you enjoyed your job, right?
I loved it.
When she told me that she was never worried that she wouldn't fulfill her dream, I was shocked. She was a woman in the 1950s and wasn't financially stable, but she still had no doubt in her mind that she would make it and would never quit no matter how tough the role became.
Well, my father had mental disease, and so he sometimes worked and sometimes didn't. And the salary for a man in the 50s was $3,000. There was no money that my parents could give me to pay for school. So at 16, I got a job in a restaurant. And very fortunately, the two managers, at the end of the year, they said, "Marie, we're going to help you go to college. Any day that you're in college, or that you don't have school, you can come to work here." From the time I was 16 till I was 18 and graduated from high school, every penny I made and my two sisters went to my mother to support the family. Mm-hmm. So here I am, it's June 1954. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, in the spring I went to two nursing schools. And when I interviewed with them, they wanted a down payment of $1,000. Well, I didn't have $1,000. That was tuition for the first year, and they wanted it by June. My aunt was going to Villanova, and she said, "Oh, Villanova has a program. Apply there." So I applied, and when I interviewed, they said I would have every weekend off. So I could work every weekend.
And it'll help you pay off, right?
And that would help me pay it off. So I would work, I would try to work one or two nights a week from 7 at night to 3 in the morning. And then I would sleep 3 to 6, and we had class from 8 to 5. So I would either take a 3-hour bus ride, or I would be lucky enough that some of the guys from the neighborhood were going to Villanova as well. And if they had an early class, they would always give me a ride.
Well, as you can see, Marie didn't live an easy life. She worked from 16 to 18 in a restaurant. When she was earning the money for her tuition, she worked from 7 at night to 3 in the morning and still went to every class. This is when I realized that when she said nothing was going to stop her, she meant it. At the time she went to Villanova, it just turned into a co-ed school. The men who were already there didn't want the women at their school at all. They went to great lengths to try and stop the women from learning, and Marie gave some examples of sexism that existed on campus.
All of the male students hated us. And they had a committee to keep women off campus.
They were serious about it?
Oh, absolutely. And in the day school, there were 60 nurses. That was registered nurses that were going back for their degree, and my class, which started out with 27 students.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things they did is they would hold hands and block the entrance to, like, we called it the pie shop. It was the place where you went to get coffee and lunch and things like that. So you could not, the nurses could not go in there.
That was only for women?
No, it was for all the students.
Oh.
But the guys made sure that we were not permitted
to
get in. But what they didn't realize is we had one lounge in the middle of campus.
Yeah.
And it was called Austin Hall. And we would go in there. And what would happen is several priests would come in. And they would say, okay, girls, give me your order. Give me some money. And I'll go get you coffee or lunch or whatever.
That sounds great.
It was great. It was great. Now, some of the things the guys did to us, there was a dormitory above this Austin Hall.
Yeah.
And they would drop water balloons on us. So frequently, it would be a bright sunny day, and we would come out of Austin Hall with an umbrella up so we wouldn't get hit with the water balloons.
They really hated you.
Oh, yes, they did. Yes. There was actually an official committee to keep women off campus. No dormitories for the women. There were 8 students from out of town, and they lived in a convent in Bryn Mawr. They were not permitted to live on campus. We had to wear a suit every day. You could not wear a see-through blouse. You were not permitted to wear slacks or shorts. The rules were very rigid, and what they did is they put the nursing students in with the engineers and doctors, pre-med students.
Yeah.
And they were fiercely competitive guys. So it was really tough in class because they were determined that they were only going to get A's.
Yeah.
And you had struggled. You know, I mean, one of the teams of guys, we had chemistry, and we were given an envelope with elements in it. And I had 2 guys as my partners, and I had to get up and go to the bathroom, and I did. And when I came back, I realized that, you know, the results I was getting were not what I got before I went to the bathroom. And I was like crazy trying to identify these elements. And finally the teacher came over and he just said to me, Marie, you will never know what's in that envelope because your 2 partners mixed your envelope's contents with 10 guys' elements.
They tried to like sabotage your
They work? Sabotaged me, yeah. And they, see, they what they weren't aware of was that the teacher was watching them.
After all the struggles that she faced, she did fulfill her dream and eventually became a nurse and then a chief nurse executive. She was successful, but as you can see, it didn't come easy.